closer.
You are listening to the La Tavola Marque Radio Network. Hello, buongiorno, and welcome to today's podcast from Italy for the 26th of April, Tuesday.
Ciao, tutti!
We are the day after Pasquetta, Luna di Pasqua, the little Easter Monday, and it's nice to have decompress.
Mm-hmm.
It was a crazy week. We didn't do a podcast last week. Lots of cooking classes, lots of preparations for Easter Sunday and Easter Monday.
Yes, so this very special Easter podcast is just brought to you a day or two past Easter, so in a recap.
Yes, we can think about the past Easter gone by and the Easters of...
Yesteryear.
But it was a great week. The weather was beautiful. We had a week full of cooking and planting and topped off with a big lunch on Sunday. We took Easter Monday, Pasquetta, Luna di Pasqua, we took it off. We just did a small little lunch for a few people who were here.
And do you want to talk about what you've made on the menu?
Oh my goodness, for Easter we had tons of antipasti. A couple of the good ones were torta salata di spinaci, a savory tart of spinach.
That was so good, spinach and ricotta. You had really good...
Yes,
ricotta.
I was given on Friday as a gift a huge thing of fresh sheep's milk ricotta. So I had to figure out how to use probably about 2 kilos of it. So I did a dessert on Friday night of just fresh ricotta that I made into little shapes, little kind of ovals, with a little bit of this liquor called Alchemist, which is a red liquor that has kind of not a strong anise taste, but a faint, it does taste of anise. They use it in zuppinglese or on the castagnole of Fat Tuesday what am I thinking? What's the
Carnival?
Carnival, thank you. Jeez, I just drew a blank. Which is really good, and a little sugar over that. So it's just the ricotta, this Alchemist, and sugar, and it's delicious. It reminds me of kind of like pumpkin pie taste.
I think so, too. I like to not tell people what I think, and then say, okay, now try it. What do you think? And then I stare at them really hard, and it makes it awkward. And then they say, I don't know, cheese, and I'm like, nope, keep guessing. Like, force it on them to taste pumpkin pie. But it's really bizarre because it's so bright, kind of fluorescent, neon, pinkish, red, orange, that you're not thinking pumpkin
pie. You just described it in 3 different colors.
Well, it's like a fluorescent pinkish
red. Pinkish, red, orange.
Well, I guess not so much orange.
No, it's red, and then on the cheese, it turns kind of pinky.
Yeah.
Anyway, also you can serve the cheese, if you can't find Alchemist, you can serve the ricotta with a little bit of toasted walnuts and thin slices of pear and a drizzle of good honey, and that's delicious too.
But with this tart, you just did it with...
For the tart, I did it with a little Parmesan, one egg, and a bunch of a whole lot of spinach. Because you blanch the spinach first, and then you squeeze out all the water. So a whole crate of spinach cooks down to maybe a big softball.
Oh, and it was so good.
Delicious.
And I used the flaky pie crust recipe, and it's just delicious. Was there strudel in the dough?
Of course. It's nothing but pork fat, flour, salt, and enough, and an egg. It's delicious. What else did I do that was good? Oh, the blessed eggs, uova sodo benedetto. You must serve blessed eggs that we took and got blessed. Hard-boiled with the salsa verde. We talked about it before.
I just put that recipe up on the blog.
Okay, so you can go to the blog, latavolamarque.blogspot.com.
It's a great recipe to use with all those dyed Easter eggs you have lying around the house now.
Yep. And we got to dye Easter eggs with some of
I know.
Some of the guests had little girls that were about 4 or 5, and they dyed Easter eggs and they hunted for them.
But they were so flustered because they couldn't find white eggs because yes. All the eggs here are brown at our house, at the market, everywhere. And they were like, "How are we going to dye the eggs?" But they still came out really nice. It was cute, and they had a little Easter egg hunt in the front yard for the girls.
Yep.
It was great.
And then Easter Sunday for lunch, we served, of course, cappelletti and brodo, little hats, little pastas. They're the shape of tortellini, but smaller, filled with a veal and pork filling in broth, in a chicken beef broth, clear broth. And then for primo. And then for secundo, lamb, of course, agnello.
Mm-hmm. It was delicious.
It was delicious. And then I served
a ricotta.
And then I served there was ricotta everywhere. I had a used ricotta this weekend. I served a ricotta. I served a ricotta cake tart with jam, which was delicious as well.
It was all so good. It was all delicious.
It was.
Wait, when you were talking... Oh, yes?
No, go ahead, please.
No, I was just thinking that when you were saying how busy you were with the cooking classes and then started talking about the food... the soup you made was so good for the soups class when you did the tomato soup.
Oh, well, that one, that's a summer one, and I'll post that. The Papa al Pomodoro, tomato soup with little roasted cherry tomatoes, and then you use bread, old stale bread, to thicken it. But the one for right now is the Ribollita.
I know, soup. It's like, I guess I was just craving tomatoes and didn't know it. The tomato soup came out. That came out so good.
It was good. But wait for summer. It'll be even better. When a guest wanted to make soups, so I said, okay, great. We made a Ribollita. We made a farro and a porcini and, what else do I put in there? Asparagus soup for like fall, spring, because of the asparaguses for spring and porcini come in, they're the end of May. And then I also wanted to do a summer soup, so we did Papa al Pomodoro.
Because they didn't want meat, right?
No, they didn't want to do meat. And I said, great. But the only problem is you can't find fresh basil at this time. So I had to go and take my basil in pots from the little starters that I had in Caramelism.
But we'll have to start more.
We'll have to start more. But
it came out so good.
It came out really good.
Sorry, I was just thinking about it.
No, but let's stay on Easter because we have to insert our little interview.
All right, so should we do that now?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Introduce it.
All right, so we have an interview with our friends Giorgio and Michele and a little bit about the Easter traditions of our area.
Yes.
Enjoy. What are your family traditions for Easter?
For Easter?
Mm-hmm. How do you say Easter in Italian?
In Italian, there's a little a phrase
mm-hmm.
about Easter, about the festivity.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas with the yours.
Mm-hmm.
And Easter,
whatever you want.
Whenever you want.
With
all other people,
with you want. So say it in Italian. What's the phrase?
Natale con i tuoi, Pasqua con chi vuoi.
Okay.
So you could go out with friends, or it doesn't have to be just your family for Easter.
Yes, this is for the
Lunedì Pasqua.
Yes,
Lunedì Pasqua.
Easter Monday,
mm-hmm.
And we came out outside. We have a picnic with friends, just a day of fun with friends.
Or in agritourism.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So it's 2 days of eating too much.
Yeah.
Pasqua and Lunedì Pasqua.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But here in Italy, where the Catholics religion mm-hmm. is
it's embedded. It's deeply. Yeah.
Yeah. We have the 3 days of Passion of Jesus Christ on
Good Friday.
Good Friday,
mm-hmm.
And on Saturday we go to the Sepulchre.
Mm-hmm.
So on the Friday, every church closed down.
Mm-hmm.
Closed, and all the flowers, all the lights,
yes,
go away.
Yes.
And only the church is open on Saturday afternoon for a big mass.
Mm-hmm.
But not too many people go to this big mass. And to the on the evening,
mm-hmm.
the church are open to replace the sepulchre.
Mm-hmm.
And so on Sunday we go to a big mass of Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Easter. But never before we have a great breakfast with our family, with eggs.
Yes.
And lombetto, cheese, or crescia di Pasqua.
Mm-hmm.
And make some...
Salmone affumicato?
No.
No?
No, no, no.
Perché
no? All, no fish. All carne.
Oh, okay. Meat. Only meat.
Meat. Only meat, yeah.
But the eggs are boiled and they're blessed.
Yes.
Right. Well, so do Benedetto.
Yes.
That is so special that I had only heard here.
No?
Yes, that we were told that, oh, did the priest come and give you a benediction at your house? And I thought, what?
Yeah.
He will come to your house and he will bless your house and your eggs.
Yeah.
It's a tradition.
Yeah. It's a tradition.
That's incredible. He makes house calls.
Another tradition is a funny play with eggs boiled. So you can take your boiled eggs on your hand,
mm-hmm.
and your friend take with his egg on your egg, and one the egg that don't break the egg.
Uh-huh.
And if your egg gets break, I win your egg.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah,
it's called tocho.
Tocho.
It's like the sound when when the two eggs crash together.
And do you go on an Easter egg hunt?
That's American.
No.
They hide in America, for children, they will hide eggs in the house.
Or outside,
and the children must...
Chocolate eggs?
Children have to find it?
Both. Yes, both. And who you get a prize, who finds the eggs.
Sometimes it is plastic.
We need
sometimes they are plastic eggs, or chocolate eggs, or real eggs, or eggs
with
money.
We just give chocolate eggs to the children. Just like this. This is your sour present.
Another beautiful tradition that I love here are the giant... eggs and chocolate.
Yeah.
That is not in America.
We do not have that in America.
No. They might have a big bunny, it is only, how big is this?
Chocolate bunny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hollow, like the egg too. But the eggs here can help me
It could
the
be
size.
5 kilos.
Yeah.
It could be
yeah.
10 kilos.
Yes,
they're gigantic.
Yeah. And sometimes they're hand-painted.
Yep.
Yeah.
So do you always get an egg? Do you always get one?
No. No, when it was... children.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And now I give chocolate eggs to my
nephew.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
but you can win some of those big eggs to the bar, because the bar
set up a lottery.
Oh,
yes.
That's what the numbers were.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a table.
Yes.
You
yes.
pay 2 euros
in the number you want.
Yeah,
and
you 5 euro or whatever,
so 2 euros,
whatever bar wants.
Okay,
yeah.
And maybe you can win this huge egg chocolate.
And most of the time, the eggs have prizes inside of them.
Yes,
like
always.
Always. So for small children, it could be Simpsons something or
a toy.
At least a toy. Yeah.
And for adults, there could be. You can win
a
watch or
it's not
the prize are always games. Poor. Yes.
Never
but
great.
Some on the outside they say you can win
a boat
or a very big television, but it's never true.
No. Maybe in the big lottery in the big city, maybe. Maybe, but not
not in Piombo.
Not in Piombo.
Or if you want, you can bring a chocolate eggs and bring to the
bakery,
chocolaterie, and say to the
put inside your gift.
This gift for my children or for my wife.
So they will make one. They'll make an egg for you
for yourself,
and you could put whatever,
whatever you
want inside for it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you can give it to
interesting
whatever you want.
Interesting.
And in maybe no, I'm sure, all family in Piobico, the day of Easter, the Sunday. Hit Cappelletti in Brodo.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Hit Cappelletti in Brodo.
Dish of
and lamb.
And for the Cappelletti in Brodo for Easter, is it the same stuffing as you would have for Christmas?
For Christmas,
yes.
Not for Christmas Eve, for
Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the dinner of Christmas Day.
So you have it on Jesus' birth and his resurrection.
What?
So you eat Cappelletti in Brodo for the day that Jesus is born?
Yeah.
And the day that Jesus
is
resurrected?
Yeah.
That is nice.
Always.
And there you go. Giorgio, thank you very much to Giorgio and Michele for being part of our podcast.
Yes. The interview list is growing. We're working on some other upcoming interviews as well. That'll be kind of cool.
Yeah. So coming up this week, today's Tuesday. We have
Poor Canada Day.
We went into town, ran some errands. This morning we were woken up. There's a big rainstorm on the way, so we want to get the rose in the garden.
And this side note, this is the first morning in like a week and a half that there's been no guests for breakfast. So normally we're up at like 6:45. But today I thought, oh, we could sleep until almost 8 or at least just kind of
lay there.
And Jason kept saying, should we get up? And I was like, no, we don't have breakfast. Smash cut
to 7:10 when we hear the dog, Dr. Gaji's dog, Tome, barking. And he had our neighbor, Basilio, with the tractor here to put the rose in the garden, which is fine. Totally cool. But yesterday morning, he was over here starting to do it by hand. And I knew that Basilio was coming this morning. I said, why are you? I think the doctor was just bored. He had nothing to do before lunch. So he came over and he's doing some of the...
I'm like, Jason, why is he out there doing this by hand?
And I said, I have no idea. I don't know. I have stuff to do. And the... tractor's going to do it all in 15 minutes tomorrow, so there's no sense in going down there and doing it.
Well, 15 minutes was a little bit longer.
15 minutes was a little bit longer. At the end, at the back of our garden, there's a place where the water, the underground Sulphur River, comes up to the water ground level, so it's always muddy. And
it's kind of cool.
No, it's not cool. It's horrible. I hate it.
Oh,
why is it cool?
Like Earth. Science stuff. Like
anyway,
it's just kind of
anyway. Basilio, who was kind enough to bring his tractor over, goes to cross this little what is like a soft spot about 6 feet wide that goes from the last third of my garden to the back of it, and he goes to drive the tractor through to get to the other side, and the tractor gets stuck in the mud, like stuck up to the middle to like high centered in the mud because. We kept trying to go back and forth and back and forth, and it just dug deeper and deeper and deeper.
I know, his wheels were like halfway in the mud.
He was high, like it was touch. It had the wheels up. The wheels were just spinning.
Uh-huh.
There was nothing going on. So, luckily, they were coming and picking up the steamroller from the driveway that they just finished. So we asked the guys if they could be kind enough to use the crane and unload the little bobcat so he could come and pull the tractor out of the mud.
It was kind of funny to see the bobcat like do like kind of easily just flowing across the garden, the big rutted out field to get to you guys to pull you out. It was kind of like the little tugboat or something.
Well, we hooked up the chains and pulled out the tractor, no problem, and then we all had coffee, but a lot going on before 7:45 this morning.
I have to say, it's funny because the doctor cannot drive the tractor. He's not allowed to drive.
No, I noticed that his friend Basilio does not let the doctor drive the tractor.
Who is so bossy and stuff, so you can tell it's driving him crazy. He walks alongside of it, like, any... You know, anytime you want now. I can take the reins if you want. I got this.
But
looking for a tag team or something.
Yep, yeah, but we really have great neighbors, and I couldn't believe that everything was just right there to help us get it out.
I know.
But I did see online of this tractor that they took a big pole, like an 8-foot pole, and lashed it to the wheels of the tractor so that a good 1.5 or 2 feet of the pole was sticking out of the wheel on either side.
This was a tractor that was stuck in the mud?
Yeah, a tractor that was stuck in the mud. And then you use the pole, you start going on the tractor, and the pole kind of lifts the back end up and then puts it down again.
That was really
cool. That was really cool. That was my next suggestion if the Bobcat wasn't there.
How are you going to say that in Italian?
I could tell them. They would think it was a great idea.
I'm sure they would. And like you said, the road got fixed, our stradino, our driveway, which...
Looks great.
It looks so much better. He cleaned it all out. The entrance is nice and smooth.
So if you're coming here this summer, I beg of you.
Attention.
First gear, nice and slow up the driveway. No need to gas it hard. Don't want to spin the tires. Just nice and slow. It'll do it. No problem.
Yes.
The countdown for Mr. Foghorn Leghorn Rooster is... Not to change the subject of that segue.
There was none. Nice segue.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
The countdown for the chicken, our rooster, the rooster who keeps attacking me. The countdown is on. My brother is coming the first week of May, and he says he wants to kill a chicken, and I know just the chicken who needs to die.
Yes, however, he's been so good with the new hens. He hates you with a passion and a vengeance, and you light a fire in his eye that he chases you across.
Only me.
Only you. It's wild. However, he's so good with the hens, and you hear him making this funny noises to tell the ladies, oh, come on over. This is good eats right here. And he's trying to wrangle them up so well and keep them on track and come up closer to the house and... Oh, my God.
He does do good with all the new hens we have.
I know. Because the new hens...
Holy crap.
I forget how stupid they are. They drive me crazy. We're trying to let them out, but that causes nothing but problems. To put them away at night has been exhausting, to say the least. One of the first nights was easy. Then, like, the next night took us, like, 2.5 hours. We're both sweaty. We're cursing at each other. We're both stuck in the brush. It is, like... unbelievable to get 5 freaking chickens back in the coop that while keeping the other ones in, trying to shoo the other in. Then there was one left at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. We left her. Then it was like, all right, half an hour later, we'll go back down and try to get her.
Nope. She just goes back into the brush. But they're getting better. Last night we let them out and...
But no chicken left behind.
No chicken left behind. We Every put them all them. Back away. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot easier this time.
Well, I'm trying to really... get my method down of, I'm trying to teach them to lay in their coop all in the same place so they don't lay down in the brush and whatnot. That's part of the idea of keeping them inside for a week. And then the other thing is I'm trying to use my bucket to really clang and clang when I come down and tell them, come and get it. You know, come on, come on. So they really recognize my voice and the clanging noise to come get food. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing because the young ones are still scared of me. So they see me and they just take off running. I don't know. They're so stupid.
It's all right.
Well, I'm glad we didn't let him out today, though, because it's kind of looks stormy, and I'm sure we'd get a lost one.
I think so, too.
Because the young ones, they just kind of hunker down.
Well, they just don't know the program yet. They kind of get scared and run in circles.
Get with the program! And the older ones aren't pecking too much at them.
No, not
They kind of slow down. They still eat first.
And they're not, and the new ones aren't allowed to sleep in the coop. They sleep in the...
Do you think that is true for the whole night, or just early on?
I have no idea.
Have you gone down at night?
Yes, I go down every night and check it all out. Not at all. Couple things. Last night we had no bread because I miscalculated a little bit. So I ended up making bread. I've made bread for the last 3 or 4 days in a row now.
Well, you did it when the pizza was up.
Yeah, I had extra pizza dough for, we were doing a pizza class. So I just mixed, to the regular pizza dough, I mixed in a couple spoonfuls of brown sugar, a little cinnamon, nuts, and raisins, and just kneaded it in. It was, and instead of rising it in pizza balls, I let it rise in a loaf. It was delicious.
Great way to use the extra dough.
And then I made, what else did I make?
You made the whole wheat bread.
And then I made whole wheat bread. And today I'm making focaccia.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard. Well,
the whole wheat bread came out so good. That was in the regular kitchen oven, by the way. And the one that was in the loaf pan had a fantastic crunch.
Yes. Whole wheat bread. Here's the whole recipe. Super easy.
You
ready?
You just made it up.
I know. You ready? Super easy. Get a water glass. I don't know, 6 ounce water glass. For one packet of yeast, take 2 glasses of water. Take a glass and a half of milk. Heat that up to tepid. Pour it in a bowl. Take, I don't know, a couple spoonfuls of honey, 1 spoonful of molasses, and mix that up with 1 packet of yeast and let it, you know, give it 5 minutes to come together. And then I took, I don't know, 2 or 3 handfuls of, I guess it was half and half. It was half wheat, whole wheat flour, half regular bread flour. And that was it. A pinch of salt. I kneaded it, let it rise, punched it down, formed it into one. I did a test. I did one as a free-form loaf, and I did one in a loaf pan. And I think the loaf pan came out better.
I loved it. It had such a nice crunch. I was making P&Gs. Well, first of all, just butter.
Yeah. But very easy. And I know it's easy because we're home all day and we're around and we can, you know, I have
futz with it.
Yeah, I have time to futz with it. But, man, fresh bread is absolutely delicious every single day.
God,
and because the bread in our area is absolutely horrible. If
only for bruschetta or crostini it is good.
Yes. Here we have no salt in our bread and the texture of it is just very dry and, like, crumbly and...
So, for penne brustolito with just, like, a little garlic rubbed on,
salt, olive oil, it's
salt,
fine.
Delicious.
Anything? Want to make a sandwich out of it?
Ugh.
Horrible. Peanut butter and jelly?
No, thank you.
It's gross.
So, with the focaccia, we're going to smash in some tomatoes?
I haven't decided yet. Maybe I'll just do some rosemary and some roasted garlic, or maybe I'll cut some cherry tomatoes in half and push them in.
Why don't we do it in 3 strips and do, like, a strip of rosemary and garlic, a strip of tomato, and a strip of onion?
Oh, maybe we can make, like, the meat lover's stuffed crust pizza. And we could stuff the crust with 6 different types of cheese.
Only if it comes with dipping sauces.
Yes, yes. Pizzone. No, get out of here. We're all
what?
There. I'm either going to do...
Sampling and trying.
I'm either going to do a little bit of sautéed onion and some rosemary and salt. I still have ricotta. Maybe I could put some ricotta
on
it.
Who am I kidding? I'll eat any and all of them.
I know. You're getting too complicated.
What else is going on this week? Oh, I got a bunch of... I started the flowers. More of the flowers for the windowsill.
Yes,
Ashley
got a beautiful jasmine that'll climb.
Oh, it looks also good.
What else did we get?
It's something called like a bourgeon bleu. I don't even know. I have no idea about flower names. But it's the purpley fuchsia one that will climb up the side by the kitchen wall, too.
Yep. And also for the window boxes and a few of the... the red ones. What are they called? The
Geranium.
It's too cold though. We left them in pots because I'm afraid to plant them and then it rains.
I know. And the geraniums hate the rain.
It does. We opened our compost heap that we've been dumping onto for the last 3 years.
Yeah, we did this. This was like the first
project
we did.
We made a big compost.
With Megan. And she's like, "What? You're making such a big deal about it. Like your grandchildren will see it or something." Because I was like, "You guys, we built this together."
Anyway, we filled it up and then we just left it all last year because it was filled.
We didn't build it right to begin with, by the way.
Well, we should have done 2 of them.
Or and like whole pass, like ways for the air to pass.
No. That's only if you wanted to kind
turn.
Of speed up. Speeds the process up. We just left out.
Well,
that's
we
why
never
ours,
turned it.
No. We never turned it. We just kept dumping food scraps and compost material on it.
And in fact, the joke became like, "Oh, you're going to have to go out and turn the compost pile." Because it was just like, this is going to be the worst job ever.
And now, after 3.5 years, we have a ton of beautiful black compost.
Incredible.
So I'm sure if you turned it and aired it out and blah, 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 it would happen faster. But nature will do its thing.
It's great. I'm going to post pictures and a new blog post about it because everyone should be composting. I'm going to really use it for the flowers this year, too, because you got the good fertilizer for the orto.
Yeah, we put the cow poop
and
on
like,
this year.
This would definitely not be enough for you.
No. Use it for your flowers, and we can use it for the basil.
They're going to love it.
They will. It'll be great. Coming up in the next couple weeks.
Some festivals.
Yes, festival season is here upon us.
Yes, Primo Maggio, the 1st of May. There's quite a few festivals going on. Our top two, just to bring up, because they're the closest and what is on the top of our head, is Piobico in Rock. And there's also a motorcycle fest going on in Piobico that day, too. So bring your motorcycles and get ready to rock and roll.
Yep, we got, last year they had the very funny, hilarious comedian Dido, who made fun of the Italian kids with their spiky hair and their pants that don't cover their bottoms.
Sound like such a nerd.
What?
Well,
that's what he was making fun of. His promotional poster was hysterical. It was him in this crazy loud jacket showing you that nothing's up his sleeve.
Ah.
Yes.
Well, this year it's all rock, all rock.
Yes. Piobico in Rock is a combination motorcycle gathering and a rock and roll show that, if there's even an inkling of rain, will be totally washed out.
Which is really sad. I hope it doesn't rain. I want to go this year if we can.
I do too.
I'm just ready to rock and roll.
But it was really sad that the Polenta Festival kind of got washed out last year. And it's just so sad when all this is planned and prepared and ready to go, and then if there's a little bit of rain and everyone runs for the cover and does not come back. Even though the rain passes for, the rain will pass in 45 minutes and be done. Nope.
Well, and the Festa della Rana.
The Festa della Rana, that is the Frog Festival in Fermignano, which you posted a blog post about it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. And so that will be
Primo, the first day of May.
Uh-huh. And I think the first weekend of May, I need to double check.
Is the 1st of May.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So then also, Kali, Distinti Salumi.
They canceled
it. I thought, you said that, and then I swear I read something on Facebook afterward that it was going on.
There's a salami festival put on by Slow Food in a nearby town of Kali every year called Distinti Salumi. And you can look it up online. They've done it for, 10 or 12
years. It is like my favorite sample fest.
It is. Tons of samples. Salami from all over Italy.
Which is really cool. They've got different booths for, all regions of Italy. All different kinds of meats and cured meat products and pork products and lard.
Put on by Slow Food. And it's a really good,
representation?
Yeah. I think it's a good festival. I read in the paper and talked about it at the barbershop, because everything they talk about at the barbershop is true.
Gospel.
That they canceled it because the businesses didn't like that these other booths come and open up and sell food and sell things. But my thing is, there's thousands of people at this.
That's crazy.
Everyone can get a little taste of it. They're bringing thousands of people to Cagliari that would never come to Cagliari before. Come on, market yourself a little, restaurants, and you can get the people that are walking by your restaurant.
I know, it's a win-win.
It is, but we'll see. So you heard that it's on?
I heard that it was on, and I had read this right after you said it wasn't. So then I was trying to see dates and stuff, and I couldn't find anything. But, we'll see. I don't know. I'd love to go, but I guess I don't know. And next week, wine.
Next week, we get to go. We're going to rent a van because we need to get several hundred liters of wine.
Should we bring the computer and do an interview with maybe one of the vineyards or something?
If you want to, we can.
We could try.
Mm-hmm.
No promises.
We're going to get six different types of vino sfuso.
Wait, do any of them speak English?
The ladies do. The ladies at the in
San Domenico.
Six different types of sfuso. You ready? List them off. Bianco.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Verdicchio.
Yeah.
DOC. And Verdicchio Chardonnay.
And?
For Bianco?
Don't we get a Bianchello usually?
That's the end. Well, yeah. Bianchello. Okay.
And then Rosso?
Fiorini. Then Rosso, we have Rosso Piceno. Then we have a Rosso that is Montepulciano. And then we have our Lacrima.
And we'll get those six wines, sfuso or loose. We'll fill up 54-liter demijohns. We'll rent a big van so we can get several hundred of them instead of several hundred liters instead of making two or three trips with our little car. And we'll take my brother to the wine country. He'll be here next week.
I know. And then we'll have to put him to work helping me fill all the bottles. It's going to be
fill all the bottles. We got to get the pool. Start thinking about the pool. I got to bust out the hose for the big, huge hose to fill the cisterns up for the garden. Oh my goodness, it is here.
And it's raining.
It is raining, and I have to go clean a bathroom.
I know. Is it time to wrap it up?
It's time to wrap it up. Bring it home, give out our information.
All right, sorry if it was a little late this week, but better late than never, and we'll get one in the can for you for next week. Early on, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can, this is Jason and Ashley from Podcast from Italy, and you can find us at La Tavola Marche Agriturismo and Cooking School, our farm inn and cooking school here in La Marche. Our website is latavolamarche.com. You can find us on Facebook at La Tavola Marche Agriturismo and Cooking School. You can find us on Twitter at La Tavola Marche, and you spell La Tavola Marche L-A TAVOLAMARCHE.com. And thank you guys so much for downloading us and adding comments on Facebook and retweeting us and all of those things. It really helps our status.
Yeah, yes. If you enjoy the podcast, when you go to get it on iTunes, if you could just either give it a rating or leave a comment, that'd be great. Any questions, comments, or topics you'd like us to cover, please email us. You already gave out our...
Yeah, I thought you said podcast, and I thought that sounded good.
You're fat.
All right.
Thank you very, very much for listening, and we will talk to you again next week.
And a little late, but we hope you had a buona Pasqua.
Yeah. Yes. Buona Pasqua. Ciao. Buongiorno.